There is no one who is more pleased with thankfulness than God Himself. It is one of the great exhortations He gives us in the Scriptures on many places to show Him our thankfulness. It's actually a sad commentary, isn't it? That we need so many reminders in the Bible to be thankful. That is in itself a commentary on the reality of what we see in our own children at times, what we see in our own hearts, hopefully also. Every day we receive new mercies, and many of them, they go unnoticed. Taken for granted. And we can all think of things as we sit down on a day like this and ponder through the lists of mercies that we receive out of God's storehouse. As one of the Psalters, His open hand is bountiful. Isn't that true? God is not niggardly in giving to us. Bountiful as He supplies His mercies. So this prayer that I read would be good for us to pray every day as we seek the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Fill Thou my life, O Lord, my God, in every part with praise, that my whole being may proclaim Thy being and Thy ways. Not from the lips of praise alone, not from the praising heart even, but I ask for a life that may be made up of praise in every part. A life of thanks living. Now I need the Holy Spirit for that. You need that. So let us then also seek for that as we begin our day and as we are together on a day like this. Because it's also an amazing thing what a thankful spirit does to your own day. Thankfulness carries within us its own blessing. Yeah, the world would call that positive thinking. And Scripture calls that thankful thinking. You know, in 1636, amid the darkness of the 30 Years' War in Germany, Martin Rinkart, a minister and German pastor, probably buried 5,000 of his parishioners that year. 15 a day funerals average. Due to the war and the sicknesses and the death and the economic famines in that country. In the heart of that darkness, with the cries of needy people in front of his house, he sat down and he wrote this table prayer for his children. And you will know it when I read it to you. But I didn't know this as the background of this song. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things have done, in whom His world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has led us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. I sang that song hundreds of times. I never knew it was that context in which that was made. Now see, that's thankfulness, congregation. And this pastor's heart knew that thankfulness comes from a love to this God rather than from an observation of the circumstances. Because our circumstances have been zero funerals. in our immediate family circles, at least here, though some of them have lost loved ones overseas. So may I read with you Psalm 100 briefly, to meditate just a few thoughts on that psalm before we unite our hearts in thanksgiving prayer as well as in a petition. So Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. And this psalm speaks about thanksgiving. Let's just think through it briefly. What God is here speaking of, first of all, the duty of thanksgiving, the manner, and the goal. I think it's clear for all of us that the theme of this psalm is thanksgiving. Seven times, number of fullness, seven times it emphasizes that we are to thank the Lord. Joyful noise, gladness, singing, thanksgiving, praise, thankful, bless. And it's all the same thing. So God expects us. One word for every day. How about that? Seven. Thankfulness is to be part of our day. Every day. And notice who is all to be thankful in this psalm. That duty God expects from every person in the world. Look at verse 1. All ye lands. Well, not only Israel, not only the church. God is looking at all the lands. He says, now all of you people are to make a joyful noise to me. Everyone he has made. The nations of the people he uniquely provides for, makes, upholds, protects. God is patient then, isn't he? Because he doesn't get that thankfulness from around the world. But there's a double duty for us. Because besides being creature, look at verse 3, we are also special. Know ye that the Lord made us, the first thing, not we ourselves, we are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. So congregation, here we are having a double duty to praise him. Because besides being creature, God has also lifted us out of the society, as it were, and brought us together in his church. Visibly set aside under the blessings of God's ministry. You know, today, you and I are included in that so characteristic statement of Moses in Deuteronomy 7. Thou art an holy people. The Lord thy God chose thee to be a special people above all the people upon the face of the earth. He did not set his love upon you nor chose you because you were more in number, but he loved you because he would keep the oath he swore unto your fathers. So here we are having a double duty to be thankful. We can go a step further yet. Some of us here have a triple duty. Outwardly, every church member can be considered a sheep of his pasture. But there are those here among us today who have become God's sheep in a deeper sense. God drew you. He's given you a change of heart. He's caused you to be born again. Has forgiven your sins, has sealed you with his Holy Spirit, has given you the blessing of being one of His. That's a triple reason to be thankful. You see now why this poet is emphasizing this 7 times in this song. People of God, are we breathing the breath of thankfulness? Are we beginning the day? Do we raise up our song of thanksgiving for what He has done in our lives, what He has given us? And amazing, isn't it? What special treatment all of us receive. We are His creatures and we have rebelled against Him. We ought to have days like this every day. Everyone in this world is not entitled to any beautiful day anymore. But we get plenty of them. All of us here are entitled to have nothing but spiritual darkness and living in the violence and the pain and in the dysfunctionality that so many of the world lives in. Here we are, raised up, given so many spiritual advantages. And none here who by grace have received that redemption of God in a personal way will ever say that that was what we deserved. It is grace and grace alone. So, I will not prove it from other scriptures, but thankfulness is to be the daily duty. And as we sang Psalm 103 tonight, let's not be forgetful of His benefits. Let's encourage each other to make a little list every day and to thank the Lord. Now the duty is clear, and of course not only on a Thanksgiving day, and maybe you say in your heart, yeah, but you know, we can't be thankful of ourselves. Yeah, I don't know what to say on that. I could imagine that if my child would say to me, hey, when I give him a gift and I forget to say thank you, and I say, hey, now wait a minute, what are you going to say? And he says it to me, oh, Dad, sorry, but I can't be thankful of myself. Then I will still say, well, sorry, you're going to wait for a second then. And so, friends, I realize that this heart of yours and mine cannot be truly thankful. But you know, that ought to bring me deeper on my nose in before God than anything else. Let's not add sin to sin. Let's unhumble ourselves before our God and benefactor. And we fail so miserably in thankfulness and that we cannot get our hearts to move. And that's why I said this prayer this evening. Quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, quicken my life. Fill my life with every part with praise and thanksgiving. Now how are we to give thanks? What's the manner of it? Look again at this psalm. There's a couple of things that really spring out. Verse 1, joyful noise. Yeah, and joyful noise. Thanksgiving can be noisy. Not worldly noisy. But it ought to come out indeed with a fanfare, as it were, with a sound that really indicates that thankfulness is here the theme. Secondly, it is a service of gladness, it says in verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. The word serve is synonymous to the second part of the verse. Come before His presence is worship. So worship the Lord with gladness. When we walk in church here on Sunday or in this evening, in order to give thanks to the Lord, do we come here then with a thankfulness? Oh, not with a smile plastered on your face. No, with a contemplation of the Lord that is so good again. What Thou hast given to us. Yeah, that's what the Lord is asking here. Serve me with gladness and come before my presence with singing. And the reason, verse 5, the Lord is good. Jehovah is so awesome, so good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth, His faithfulness is enduring from generation to generation. And then in verse 4, one more time, how? Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Now, if you say, well, I don't know what to begin to be thankful for. Good question to ask is, everything we have above hell is reason for thanksgiving. See, now I'm sure you could be creative enough to think of something to be thankful for. And that in itself doesn't make thankfulness. But let us come before the Lord with our thoughts exercised about what am I to be thankful for. And that was an amazing congregation. It was just pointed out today. Colin Reed is a woman who has dedicated her entire life to work in Chennai, India. An amazing story of sacrifice and ministry. She was just having a presentation here in town the other day. There's one Kiwi for every 300 Indians. 50% of all Indian people don't know what a toilet is. And so when Colin Reed receives the children into the orphanage that she's running, the first thing she has to teach them is how to use a toilet. 50% of that 1.2 billion people don't know what a toilet is. Feel it? Thankfulness. We take so many things for granted. We live in an ultra clean, orderly, organized country. Lots of other people don't. Thankfulness. Let's come before God with a thankfulness. Well, for all the things, and you know, think of every breath I breathe as a gift. Every heartbeat, every lung work is a gift of grace and mercy. For in the day you eat thereof, you shall die. And I have had many days since. Thankfulness for every success I have, for every bite we eat. For every raindrop received in sun ray. I was working in the study out there in the church office there, and I was just for a moment standing by the window this yesterday, and all of a sudden there's this big bee flying by. You know how many bees does God use to work for you and me? We would not eat anything without bees. At least vegetable kingdom. God is at work through the bees for me. And the story goes on, friends. Let us not fail to observe the little things in life. Every link in the chain of events that brings me my food on the table. And maybe countless people along the chain are never mindful of God. But God is using every one of them to bring that food on my plate. Thankfulness. See, it needs to be cultivated. Come in my presence and in my courts with praise. Our world is still beautiful. Our society is still stable. Our neighbors are still caring. Who is to be given credit for that? The Holy Spirit. Thankfulness. Let's come into His presence with thankfulness. And all these things are like stars that I've mentioned, and they fade away when we open up the Bible in the morning. All these things are temporal. And they may be giving some temporal comfort and joy, but the gospel message that's come to us, come with thankfulness before Him. And you say, yeah, but there is so much pain in my life. their empty arms, there's constant pain, there are the burdens of my wounded heart and broken lives and loneliness and marriage troubles. And doesn't God allow me a little bit relief as He knows my circumstances? And I know, friends, what God says in one of the next Psalms, that He knows our frame and He remembers that we are dust. But He also knows that thankfulness is still something that He expects from us. For why does a living man complain? Ultimately, everything that is amiss in our life is due to our sin. Everything. But everything that is good in our life flows from His bounteous hands of God. So let's pray that we may be thankful. Like that German pastor in the midst of his incredible misery. Now lastly, the goal of thanksgiving. The goal of thanksgiving is clear in verse 4. Bless His name. Let us be thankful unto Him and bless His name. That's a Hebrew way of saying, make His name great. Let's display the greatness of God. Let us make Him great to others and to express that in words to Him and to each other. To extol Him. Now that should be our goal every Sunday. If you notice, every Sunday, the first song that you and I sing, at least when I'm here, is a Thanksgiving praise song. Well, that's what it says in Psalm 122. Where did the tribes go up? Unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. So that first opening song every Sunday morning is to be thankful in His presence. Now, you need to prepare yourself for that. And I do. And to meditate on that Sunday morning, on the week past, what we all have received, far beyond what we deserve. Yes, it may have been a difficult week, may have been a trialsome week, but far less than what we deserve. Thankfulness. Bless His name. Matthew Henry said we must come to church not for comforting ourselves, but for worshiping Him. Of course, we may seek for comfort in God's promises and in His Word, but let that worship element be there. And secondly, the goal of thanksgiving is to proclaim God's praises to the upcoming generations. We need to make known to others what He is, who He is, what He does for poor, guilty, wretched, unthankful, sinful people. Speak good of Him. Praise the Lord in the presence of others, that they may hear indeed God's goodness. I read a testimony of Irma Bombeck. I know the lady, but what she wrote struck me. She says, every time I forget to be grateful, I recall the voice of 8-year-old girl named Christina, who had cancer of the nervous system. When I asked what she wanted for her birthday, she thought long and hard, this 8-year-old. And she finally said, I don't know. I have 2 sticker books and a Cabbage Patch doll. I don't need anything. Touching, huh? And that was an 8-year-old who suffered of cancer. It's time for us to bow our heads, friends, and to begin Thanksgiving tonight with confession of sin. Amen. Let's sing together first. Let's stand together to sing 375, Exalt the Lord, His praise proclaim. And what follows in all five senses of 375 while we stand. In that same orphanage there in Chennai, where they are feeding hundreds of children every day, there hangs above the kitchen sink apparently a little embroidered picture which says, "Thank God for dirty dishes." It means we have eaten our fill. That's just a remarkable little statement. I have never thanked the Lord for dirty dishes. Take it for granted. And then we grumble. So that's thankfulness, friends, is to open our eyes sometimes for the very facts of life that we so commonly forget. How many people wouldn't love to have a dirty dish tonight? I was asked to particularly pray tonight also for the District Health Board of the Southland Hospital. They are merging, and that hospital for the first time is now ready for its own abortion clinic. And they have applied indeed to perform abortions to bring this hospital in line with the national standards. There is gladly a huge problem in this hospital, and that is the staff is Christian, and nobody wants to be involved with abortions. So that's a blessing. A retired doctor has a distinguished career at Southland Hospital and intends to personally speak to the board and ask them how they expect the clinic to function if none of the staff will work in it. And so they're now looking for an abortionist who will be found in Dunedin to make the weekly journey to Invercargill. Another problem that the board may not have considered is the effect on the mental health of the nurses over the years. Reports to district health boards have surfaced outlining the trauma experienced by nurses involved with late-term abortions, which have led to the resignation of competent and very experienced nurses. So we were asked tonight if you could consider that also in our prayer. So let's now unite our heart in thanksgiving and prayer this evening. Lord, it is with a sense of shame that we must begin in this evening hour as we've come together in a special moment to express our thankfulness, or as we have meditated, and how often, instead of the thankfulness that flows out of our mouth and ought to flow out of our mouth, there is so much grumbling or a deafening silence for the very things that we take for granted. We pray therefore, O God, that Thou would receive us in mercy tonight and would teach us also by this moment how we need the Lord Jesus as a complete covering mediator. Not only in the sins actually done, but also in this sin of unthankfulness. So look upon us in mercy, O God. And it is good for us to be here together tonight, and fitting that to sing Thy praises. And we pray that Thou would make it pleasant. As the poet said, it is pleasant to praise Thee. And we need Thy Spirit, O God, to indeed fill our hearts. And we not just praise Thee with the lips and in the form, but that we praise Thee from a heart that is filled with humility and the observations of Thy mercies. Hardly any people have been so blessed as we are. Yet how unthankful we remain. Lord, wilt Thou take the scales of our eyes for what is not anymore seen by us, that we have taken and take so easily for granted. Teach us to stand in awe of the things we call common, our clean water, our wood fires, our warm beds, And the list goes on. Even the dirty dishes, as we were just reminded of. Jesus, I stand in awe, Lord, for the first time of thy renewal. For all these touches and these gifts out of thy bountiful hands. And as we pondered today, also through the blessings, Lord, and it is like David said, where shall we start? How can we reckon up? It is an innumerable amount of blessings. So enable us tonight, and not only tonight, Lord, but make us every day humbled people, meek in the spirit as Jacob, when he bowed before thee with those words, we are not worthy of the least of thy mercies. And Lord, that is not something that grows in our heart. We ask for it, we pray for it, we plead with thee, that thou would indeed daily make us mindful of all what we receive in spite of our ill deeds. So we thank thee tonight for thy word and for the ministry of thy word and spirit, striving with our spirits, setting before us the way of life, truth. O God, we pray that it may bring forth much fruit, despite all our resistance or unbelief and disdain of these so great blessings. Thank thee, Lord, that thou art not removed the candlestick from thy word, of thy word in our midst. That thou hast not given us over to ourselves, but still art maintaining and bringing us together faithfully on the Lord's days to hear what thou hast to say. And we pray, O God, that thy word so may continue to not only be heard, but let it bring forth fruit. Thank thee for the acceptance of new men to be trained as ambassadors to the Jews and Gentiles. Uphold them and bless them. We thank thee and praise thee, Lord, for the heart-renewing grace that has also been found among us. Thou hast led poor and needy people to Christ, thy Son. Thou hast enabled, by thy grace, sinners to trust in thee and in the promises of thy grace. For without thee, Lord, how can a man ever come to belief and to repentance? We thank thee for giving us a Bible in our own language and in a trustworthy translation. We thank thee for the liberty that we have to read it and to preach it, as well as to share it openly with others. And we pray then at the same time, Lord, for those people who cannot do this, who are hungrily waiting for thy word for years already, as the people in North Korea and such places. And we ask thee, open the doors and let thy word there also come to them. Lord, we give thee also thanks for the church family, that we may experience with one another the caring and sharing that also does take place among us. That thou hast kept us together in peace and unity. And we pray for growth in our love and care for one another. Pray for greater love and greater growth in godliness with one another. And all that flows, O Lord, from that union with thy Son. And may that indeed be daily our life, to abide in him. We thank thee for our church session. Also there we may find the spirit of love and unity and cooperation. O God, will thou enable us and continue to help us to lead this portion of thy vineyard, and inspire us all with thy Holy Spirit. We give thee thanks, Lord, for the marriages and the families where love and peace and respect and unity may prevail. Also, those are great gifts, and we ask to give strength to them that are bearing many crosses that are experienced also within family life. With no child, or wayward child, or the broken homes, or the dysfunctional marriages, or the physical and the mental limits or burdens, O God, or the financial struggles and unemployment, and all these issues that can so give tension and strife or difficulties within family life, and pain and grief. And we pray, O God, that thou wilt pour thy grace and mercy in such needs. We pray thee and thank thee also for afflictions that have been proved to be a blessing in disguise, that may have done more good to us than we ever could anticipate before. And Lord, we ask indeed, if such afflictions abide in our life, that thou would make them more and more fruitful. We thank thee for all the outward blessings, and Lord, what are they many, in our food and drink, in our houses, in our work and income. Thou hast blessed the fields, thou hast blessed the herds, thou hast blessed businesses and workshops, and thou hast blessed us in our work, whatever it may have been. The one may have gathered in more than the other, but Lord, none of us have to be hungry. And we thank thee indeed for having given us in this past season again all these blessings. Also for the study opportunities of our young people at school or at universities or other places of education. Lord, will thou help us all to realize also what a blessing that is, that we may so be empowered by the education to provide ourselves with skills to equip us for future tasks. We pray for our Christian school and thank thee that thou hast enabled, continued this. Pray for our teachers and thank thee also for the help thou give them, the wisdom, the love. And Lord, please will thou also fill the empty gaps in our teachers' positions that need to be filled again. Thou hast always provided, Lord. And we must not take that for granted either. And so we lay that need before thy throne. Uphold and strengthen the school boards, and we thank thee for all the help thou gave them to. Thank thee for our children, Lord. For all the common grace we may see in our children. The respect they show, and the love, and the commitment also, and the diligence. And the cooperation, so many blessings yet, over so many other children, Lord, that are in so much more difficult life and without that respect and love and obedience. And that is only thy grace we thank thee for and acknowledge thee for. And yet we pray, Lord, that thou would kindle in our children, our young people, this hunger and thirst after righteousness. And to raise them up in godliness, in whatever calling they may serve in the future of their life. We also acknowledge thee, Lord, for all the sparing mercy given to us in the days of health, which far outnumbered the days of sickness. And though some of us have struggled with ongoing needs and still with physical or mental heart problems or aches, and Lord, thou knows these things that day by day are laid upon us. Will thou strengthen them in those chronic needs? Thank thee for bringing young Hull home again today, and please, Lord, will thou restore him further. We also beg thee tonight to use us as instruments to bring glory to thy name. Lord, take thou this church into thy hand. And will thou do with us marvelous things that may redound to thy glory and to the extension of thy kingdom. Will thou bless, O God and Father, thy servants wherever they may serve, but also any in whom that desire to also be used in the ministry has been laid, that it may be mature, that it may also become thy time, and to send them forth with the call out of thy mouth. Lord, we pray that thou would bless thy word to sanctify completely every area of our life, work and home and our daily walk, our personal life, our thoughts. Let every part of our life be filled with the word of God. Bless the work that is done in the Drop Zone and the Fresh Perspectives and the Bible in Schools, and we ask thee for all these other labors that are done week by week, that thou would, O God, grant more opportunities, that thou enable them to reach the young people, to speak to those parents, to speak to those on the phone, and to also minister to them thy wholesome truth. Bless men, women like David and Marlene McKenzie and others who are helping those who've come through the prison system to reintegrate in society. And we lift up especially Shane, Lord, who's been with us for so many weeks, months, in his needs and also in his struggles. And pray that thy grace may also lead such back. Be with Aaron in the prison also, and all those who are with him, and Lord, every one of those who suffers there in one way or the other for their deeds. And we pray for mercy and restoration. We lift up the hospital staff in the Southland Hospital, O God. We thank thee thou hast enabled them to stand ground, and we pray that thou would remember them as thou remembered the midwives in Egypt. And so also bless thou these nurses and doctors who until this day have refused to be involved in the horrific killing of unborn children. Lord, we lift up to thee those nurses who are experiencing the deep guilt and the soul trauma of having been involved with this. And we ask thee that they may be led also in the way of healing through thy Son. And again we plead, O God, that thou would bring an end to this horrific blot on our nation. Will thou speak in the silent consciences of our fellow citizens and even Christians to rise up and to defend the unborn. O Lord, awake this nation of its moral slide and return us in the way of holiness. And then we may thank thee indeed for the prosperity, but also pray that thou would keep us from being led astray by this enormous materialism, the liberties, the prosperity of our health and opportunities to learn and to travel and to be in contact with others, and all the information that comes to us. And Lord, we pray that thou would give us grace to stand in this world that falls like a big river over us day by day. Oh, will thou ground us and root us deeply in that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Help our young people and all of us to use our technology without being used by it or being addicted to it and being swept away time-wise and mind-wise. And, O God, so we bring all these matters before thee tonight. And we ask thee, because thou art the King and thou art the Almighty, Thou art willing and able to give us all what is good for us, though undeserved. And we pray that all what we have prayed tonight, we may truly aim, that Thy name be glorified in us and through us, and that Thy name may receive all glory and all honor forever and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.